This is a dictation for James Marhesic, JAMESMARHESIC, date of service 1/4/2023. Date of birth is 5/12/1962, date of accident 8/17/2022. Mr. Marhesic is a patient who is here for follow-up evaluation. Initially, he was involved in an automobile accident on 8/17/2022 as a restaurant driver who was T-boned the car. He hit a car in a T-fashion and leading to some headaches as well as pain in the neck and the lower back with radiation to both legs posteriorly in S1 S2 dermatome fashion and pain in the right shoulder. The MRIs that were frequently done showed a herniated disc in the cervical spine C4-5 and C5-6, C6-7 and multi-level joint unconvertible joint hypertrophy. In the lumbar spine, patient has excessive hypertrophy throughout along with bulging of the disc at L2 and L3 and L3, L4 and herniated disc at L4, L5 and L5, S1 with the ligamentum flavum hypertrophy and nerve root involvement. The MRIs also showed partial thickness tear with intersubstance peritendinous edemas, distal supraspinatus tendon, complex tear, anterior superior glenoid labrum, partial tear irregularity, and small effusion. The patient has been advised that he'll benefit from injections to the intraspinatus, supraspinatus tendon, complex tears of the glenoid labrum and biceps tendon and joint effusion. Similarly, he'll benefit from a lumbar epidural and cervical epidural injection 4 to 6 times before recommending any surgery. His pain level varies from (5 to 6) and his ADLs are affected 4. Basically, he plays piano and he is able to do all that. The patient reports that he has a 60% improvement in his pain and the areas that are affected walking ability to 7 and the rest are not affected beyond 5. The patient reports mild headaches which are 4 on a scale of 1 to 10. Without any symptoms of TBI, no dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, fainting, blackout, seizures, mystery of any lack of focus, lack of concentration, or loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient reports stiffness of the neck and the lower back, as well as pain in the lower back and the neck, and pain in the right shoulder, with slight difficulty walking. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, or incontinence of the bowel. And in the GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports there is no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none, substance abuse, none. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 134/100. Pulse is 74, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the exam came from previous visit, which is 11/30/2022, dictation number 1201-003, along with the plan of care. The patient is advised an injection to the supraspinatus stent and articular injection right shoulder based on the findings of the MRI that have been discussed with the patient at length. He'll be scheduling his appointment for lumbar epidural and cervical epidural injection. Physical therapy continues for the cervical lumbar shoulder area three times per week, as well as the patient has disability for the work, housework, and transportation help. His maps and labs have been reviewed and new labs have been ordered. The following procedures are performed on Mr. James Marhefik. Date of procedure is 1/4/2023. First procedure, intra-articular injection of the right shoulder with steroid. Number two, injection of the supraspinatus tendon with steroid. The medical indications are based on the MRI. MRI of the shoulder has shown partial thickness tear of the intrasubstans and peritendinous edema of the distal supraspinatus tendon, complex tear of the anterior and superior mid-glenoid labrum, which will heal up by the intra-articular injection of the shoulder, partial tear of the irregularly long-shaped, long-haired biceps tendon attachment, anterior superiorly, and small effusion in the joint. We believe intra-articular injection and the injection to the supraspinatus tendon will bring sufficient relief for this patient. That'll be the a patient was given the injection according to protocol and he left the office in a good shape. Thank you. In addition, Mr. James Marhasik was provided with Mobic 15 mg once a day for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, SSX 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Tylenol codeine was provided for the pain relief, 60 tablets, Elavil 50 mg at night for good sleep, and Lyrica was provided. Patient will be seen in 30 days time. Patient was provided an infrared device called Onlux photobiomodulation, and that is also bringing him significant relief in healing. Patient is also referred to ophthalmology to have an eye check because of the vision disturbances he was complaining of. At this time, his TBI symptoms are at the minimal, and hence no further treatment is required other than fear effect medication. Thank you.